Hey, this is John Choquette, author of Burlwood Forest. Burlwood Forest is it's a different kind of story. It's about a kid named Michael Pumpernickel, carries a fanny pack. Not really your typical hero, but he ends up in a magical forest where there's an evil fox with sunglasses trying to take over the world. But I'm going to read a little bit for you. Here is chapter one. You might not know it, but Michael Pumpernickel saved the world. Without him, well, it's too hard to even think about where we'd be. So it's no wonder he's so popular. These days, everybody loves him. Parents, teachers, doctors, women, even his classmates. But it hasn't always been this way. Why, just a few years ago, he was lonely, desperate, sometimes even lonely and desperate. Not cool at all. But that was then, and this is now. Today, Michael Pumpernickel is a hero. He didn't just become amazing overnight, though. It took an event so stunning, an event so important, that it didn't just change his life, it changed the world. He turned 11. I know what you're thinking. Birthdays are fun, but they don't really make a difference, do they? Was he really all that more remarkable at age 11 and 0 days? Than he was at age 10 and 364 days? No, not really. In fact, he was just as unremarkable as ever. But you're forgetting something. To Michael Pumpernickel, all the best heroes were 11. At least, they were in the stories he read, and that's really all that mattered. When you think about a hero, what do you think of? Courage? Strength? Speed? Michael Pumpernickel had none of those things. He was just an ordinary, clumsy kid. Overweight, no friends, you probably wouldn't have wanted to hang out with him either. But turning 11 would change everything, at least in his mind. And as it turns out, he was right. To get acquainted with our hero, I would like to show you an excerpt from his diary that explains just how excited he was before his 11th birthday party. He must have known that something big was coming. Here we go. Dear Diary, Mom is planning a huge party and all the kids from school are invited. It should be amazing. Miss Dandelion, my piano teacher, she's invited too. I've been in love with her as long as I can remember. I really hope everyone comes. I've been working on the invitation since I turned 10. I even made a special collage of all my favorite things for each person. I just hope they still like Bingo the Big Blue Dog as much as I do. This is my first real birthday party ever. And I want it to be special. We're going to have Pin the Tail on the Donkey, and my dad even hired a clown. The only problem is, I don't like clowns. In fact, clowns really scare me. But that's okay. I'll just hide under my bed until he goes away. If I can sneak some cake and ice cream down there, it won't be too bad. Hey, maybe someone will join me. I just hope it's not the clown. Mom said a DJ was too expensive, so she hired the organist from our church. Unfortunately, the organ is too big to move, so he's bringing a record player and a lot of great music to jitterbug to. I secretly hope he doesn't come because I don't want to be the only one who doesn't know how to jitterbug. That would ruin my big day. Well, that or if I spill cake on my birthday outfit, I've got it all picked out. I'm going to wear my favorite green and white striped shirt with the blue collar. I've had it for as long as I can remember. I love that shirt. I think it looks really good with my orange hair, and I like my hair because it looks really good with my shirt. It all works out. The only thing I have left to do for tomorrow is to make the party favor bags. You know, the thing that really seals the deal for the guests. Since I've never had a party, though, or even been invited to one, I don't really know what to put in these things. I guess I should probably put money in them, right? I'll ask Mom. She knows everything. The only time we've disagreed is when she said I couldn't wear my fanny pack to my cousin's wedding. She was totally wrong. I forgave her, though, because I wore it anyway. Under my shirt. How else was I supposed to carry my entire trading card collection with me? I mean, seriously, how else? What if someone there had a whoopsie and I didn't have the holographic ring bob they'd want me to trade them? That would have been disastrous. I don't even want to think about it. You can bet I'll be wearing my fanny pack proudly tomorrow. I just hope I get more Hegemon cards because then I can wear my big fanny pack. It makes me feel dangerous. Watch out, world. Well, so as you can see, Michael was pretty excited about his party. He even reserved 2 whole chapters in his diary to talk about it. But no one came. No one. Not even his invisible friend Oliver. Here's another excerpt that reveals the depths of his depression following the big event. "I was really sad when Oliver didn't show up. We used to do everything together. I guess we've grown apart. But if getting stiff by my best friend wasn't bad enough, I at least thought my weird brother Ralph would show up. He'd been talking about the party for weeks. But right before cake, he'd left to go take Oliver to get a haircut. That's ridiculous. Oliver hates Ralph, and Oliver's like 35. Old people are bald. Thankfully, the clown didn't show up either. I can't tell you how happy I was when that happened. Or didn't happen. Clowns are the worst. Middle-aged men in big shoes and makeup hanging out with children? Does that not sound any alarms for anyone? Sketchy. The organist was a no-show too, so I hope Mom can get her deposit back. Whatever. Hopefully he can't come next year either. I have a confession to make. Technically, someone did come to my party. Prometheus, our dog, did, even if he didn't want to, and even if he left when he woke up. His name is short for Prometheus the Frightening Merciless Cat Slayer. Ralph gave him that name. Ralph is so weird. I really don't get why he's popular, but everyone loves him. Seriously. Ralph got a dog for winning the senior class's most likely to succeed award as a freshman. Was he even eligible for that? I guess so. He won it every other year too, even as a second year senior. Honestly, I had a great time despite the less than perfect circumstances. I mean, I don't think my party was all that bad, you know, overall. Sure, nobody came, but that meant I had the cake to myself. Triple chocolate, hot fudge, brownie chunk Oreo, M&M Reese's cake? It was so good. My stomach still hurts, so it must have been great. The best part was probably how moist it was, especially after Prometheus had some. Then it was really moist. I like it moist. So my party didn't exactly live up to expectations, but next year's going to be way better. I just know it. I wish I could stay up and give you more details, but I can't. Tomorrow is too important. Think about your favorite thing in the world, and then think about that thing's favorite thing in the world, and you might begin to understand my excitement. Tomorrow's the first day of school, and I'm super excited. School is the chocolate of life. I love it! Oh, thank goodness that's over with. Reading Michael's diary is harder than reading the dictionary. He's long-winded, but I think he'd begun to see the type of person he was as a 10-year-old. Pathetic, friendless, weird. Really, really weird. He never actually made it to school the next day, which is kind of a bummer for him, but something big happened. Something even better than the first day of school. Who am I? I'm the historian. It's my job to document everything that goes on in Burwood Forest and the surrounding area of Sumtown. I know, you've probably never heard of it, but trust me, it's important because that's where the future was saved. This isn't a short tale, but then again, the greatest tales never are. It's unlike any you've ever heard. Copyright laws make sure of that. This is the legend of Burwood Forest, and it's awesome.